Blog Talk Radio.
The Ata Ewakan, sacred wind, you are like the great mystery, moving in all places, in all people, in all things. You cannot be seen, yet we feel your presence and see your power in the dancing prairie grass and the flight of the eagle. Whisper to our spirits. Help us to find wisdom once again. We are made of earth, fire, water, wind. We share one earth, one sun, and one moon. Let us live together as one people. Help us, great mystery, to mend the sacred hoop, to heal our brokenness, and to find once more our place in the web of life.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Messages of Light. I'm your host, Amanda Dowell, every Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. My guest today is a really kind medicine woman that found me many years ago. We started out chatting when I was in college. She's been a great touch in my life, and I'm happy to call her my sister, Rainbow Sunstar. Yes, Rainbow Sunstar. So before we get started, just some announcements. You can check out Stages Wellness Holistic Center in Belleville, Illinois. It's 325 East Main Street. It's a very cool center which offers acupuncture, chiropractic nutrition, Reiki and tarot, psychic and medium readings, animal communication, gemstones and organite, and spiritual coaching and more. There's a cool rock shop in High Ridge, Missouri called Prospectors. It's a very cool, neat. So if you're ever out in High Ridge, Missouri, check out Prospectors. And they have a website too, but just type in Prospectors in High Ridge, Missouri. I want to feature Java Zen coffee. You can go to javazen.co. It's a superfood coffee that's really good for you and very awesome. If you're enjoying our show, we do take donations via PayPal. You can go to starwaya, starwaya, @hotmail.com. And I also want to shout out to Shannon Schindler, who is in Chesterfield on Forum, on a street called Forum. Check out our free water store. It's some pretty awesome filtered water. So second half, we're going to take callers. You can call in 347-237-5339, hit one on the keypad, and we will take your call. So with that, I'm going to bring on Rainbow Sunstar. She's a very cool shaman, medicine woman that lives in Arizona currently, but we've kind of done these walks where she sort of followed me over the years, and it's really cool. So I'm going to bring her on now. Welcome to the show, Rainbow Sunstar. How are you?
Hey, sis. How's it going?
It's going wonderful.
And happy wash day. Wash this chilaki tocha ake.
Thank you.
Yes. I was telling you good morning, and I love you.
Yeah, I remember that. Thank you. Yeah, good
native
morning to you,
Native language,
too.
Yes. So.
You're very, very wise, yeah. We have followed each other for many years, and you want to tell the listeners a little bit about, I guess, your journey, your walk, and what else you want, whatever else you want to share.
Okay. Well, what you are is where you were when. That may be confusing to some people. But everything you need is within your inner being energy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm being interrupted a little bit here, noise in the background. Sorry about that. But given as a gift within your own inner being energy. Most people haven't connected or awakened to that. I have total recall of where I began on the other side and waiting 1,000 years to come to this side. So, yes, I'm a very old soul. And old souls do cross paths with each other at some point in time. This is very rare to find like your soulmate, your twin flame, your partner from another life. And mm-hmm. you can connect with all that through soul retrieval or past life regression. And I have a number of sisters who do this type of light work.
Mm-hmm.
They are light workers. And sometimes our paths cross or we reach out through email or we reach out by phone and keep in touch that way. But everybody's walking through something right now. And we have to meditate and pray in order to get through these changes or experiences or whatever we're facing, whether it be our travels or sometimes that can be challenging too. But as long as you keep walking by faith, and not by sight, or not by want, but by need,
mm-hmm.
and the compassion of love that everybody does need, and show that in many ways. Earth Day is coming up, so, you know, think about planting, but why isn't every day Earth Day? And the first thing you say of the morning is, you know, what is my focus? Where is my focus? What can I contribute to this life? What is my purpose? What goals do I have? Am I escaping something that I don't want to face or can't understand in the immediate. So I turn to other devices or means in order to accomplish the escapism. And that's all it is. It is running in an opposite direction from what isn't pleasant or pleasing. And you really don't have to do that, because this is a teaching, learning planet that we're on. It's also a planet where your soul can be eaten if you allow it to be. When you raise your frequencies through prayer, meditation, light, vibration, you can heal. You can heal from what is needed. Your light will shine. You won't be as affected by all these many things in the world when your vibrations and frequency is up higher. You see,
right.
Birds of the air toil not. And I find that interesting because I study nature. I like to be out in nature. I like to study the plants, the responses to the animals and different things. And when you communicate on that level, that's a real compassion. That's not to be taken lightly. And the animals are more in tune with higher frequencies, as well as you know, sis, because you can work with them, and they're very in tune with everything. I mean, the sky above.
They are.
The earth below. Ursa Macaw, grandmother, has been shaking her robe in underneath all of our feet, okay? You can feel the vibrations. You can you hear the earthquakes. I do. I hear the high-pitched frequencies. And I know exactly the location where it's coming from and why. And people, through greed or necessity they feel, have taken advantage of the natural resources in such a way that it's caused damage and destruction that's led to it. But in the Hopi prophecies, and I would suggest to everyone to read these Hopi prophecies, read it with compassion and understanding, not just to be reading something, but have the understanding of the meaning of what is meant. And the ancestors before us saw all these visions that were coming in, and what was happening, and how this was going to affect this planet, our world. And we need to be keepers for the future of the world. You never own anything, really. You like things, okay? You like things, you gather, you collect. You love something, you hold it close. You protect it. You give to it. You're compassionate with that feeling. You don't allow anything to come in between that. We make choices. Sometimes these choices cause imbalances in our lives. And it's like, if you've ever read Dante's Inferno, it's kind of like that, you know.
Right.
You're kept from what you desire. You have the desires of your heart, but you're kept from it. So these are just lessons to deprogram the programming, as we were talking about this morning earlier, sis, where all these devices are really redirecting people's focus, and it's causing the imbalance of a focus to be allowed.
Right.
You sit in front of the television. Now, I'm not a TV person.
Neither am I.
But I'm a messenger with messages. And I don't claim fame to this or that. I don't own this or that. And it's not about this or that. It's about what is. It's the what is of it.
You know, I've noticed a lot of people showing back up in my life that walked the path that you showed me early on in my life as a medicine woman. I've just been blessed by people that are, you know, that walk, that have the same medicine we do. A lot of the same people that talk to animals have come back into my life, and they've really shown me that this walk is much bigger than what I even imagined, you know, coming back from a sickness, which I know you were a part of that and many others. In helping me come back from that, you know, when I got sick, it was when the vibration was so down in the world. And I mean, not that it's not still that way. It's the programming and the focus that have done that, like you've spoken. But, you know, it's like I've been awakened to this, oh, there's the eagle lady. There's Deer Eagle. You know, there's the lady that taught me about vegetables and, you know, the gardening and the animal person. You know, these people are just showing up. There's the person who taught me this. And I'm like, wow. And then here we are still walking that path, walking that Indian path, walking that, you know, walking that native road, seeing the animals, knowing what to do. Dogs are showing up in my life. People are showing up in my life. And I'm seeing that there is such a big, big journey. You know, you followed me since college, you know, and maybe even before that. We've been basically near each other so many times that we are... that we're still kind of going along. I mean, now what's interesting enough is you get to a point where you're like, wow, we haven't even met each other, but yet we have this journey.
We have this connection.
So, right.
And, you know, like I said, going back to everything before coming on this side, and I was given this Rainbow Sunstar native name because I was born of the morning when it was a bad storm, and the rainbows were coming through, but the sun was also coming through, and the stars were still hanging in the air. So that's real. And everybody comes in on a ray of light or many ray of lights like I did. And you come from the other side. It's not like a biological process like everybody, you know, you copulate, you biologically have a child, this is the nature of the thought process on this side. But there's more to this, because some choose to reincarnate. And I was shown and given all of these reasons for not coming when I was chosen to come, and I came anyway. And I came because of love, the compassion, and finding the love, and knowing the love, and the love of life, just all-encompassing. And I said, no, I can, you know, and I wasn't even wanted. My parents wanted another son because they already had one and they wanted another son. And that didn't bother me, even coming through things like that, because I looked beyond it and to the light at the end of the tunnel, most people refer to, and I saw greatness and goodness and how many people I could help and how much I could do and live in be in a good way. You have to walk in a good way. Yes, the red road is a hard path. It's fraught with many sufferings, humbleness, humility, but it strengthens within you what is weak. And
it sure does.
It helps you grow, and it helps define the compassion, because in Phoenix, of course, I'm sure that Arizona keeps making the map. You know what I'm saying? There's homeless people, like we talked about this morning. The name of this group called Let's Be Better Humans. And before that, it was called I Have a Name. People are walking through this path like that, and that could happen to anyone at any time. And this is the humble path and the humility of it, okay? And when you go on the bus and you go out and feed the homeless, you hear their stories. You hear their brokenness. And you know what? Animals that people have discarded, and they're more compassionate than the people that discarded their animals. You see the balance and the imbalance.
Yeah, you do.
And what I've got to say is systems in our country are broken. This is what has caused and led to the homelessness, the imbalances, and all of it. But greed leads, because when people think, therefore it is to them. When they feel, they have to deal with where their focus really is. And a lot of people can't handle that. And that's who needs the prayers. And when people cross my path, they're seeking. They're seeking something. You know, I don't have droves of people, but they're seeking something. And whether it be to find who they are, they have to find that, because the elders will tell you, do not lead people. People have to find their own path, their own way, their highs and lows, but they have to connect with whom they really are.
That's right.
And we've seen this over time. We were on Pal Talk, and I would go in our spirit guide's room and, you know, teach the ways, teach the good ways, the old ways, with compassion.
Mm-hmm.
I would tell people, all are one of the same energy. You know, above as is below. We understand this because we connect that way.
Well, we do.
Some people see rain and they don't feel it. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? Oh, that rain's messing up my day. Oh, I can't do what I planned because of rain. Get out and dance in it.
You know, the rain cleanses. The rain speaks. You know, the rain has a voice, just like the rivers do. And,
well,
you know, a lot
course.
Of people say, well, that messes with my energy. Okay, well, you know, we are very close to the rain, and it can mess up your day if you perceive it that way. Like you said, it's very much if you perceive. I know from many moons ago when we did our great Native American studies together, one thing that really spoke to me on my college campus was, this has got to be a village of Indians, you know, and I did have a Mohawk woman help me, and you helped me too, to bless that sacred space that I was in. And I know that it is, again, as we perceive it, but when we feel the energies of it, we know what's there. And that was the beautiful mm-hmm. thing about learning the journey that I learned from all of you on this journey, because I was very lost, you know, being a college kid on campus, having these gifts. I said, is this okay? Is this right? And you said, well, you're an Indian. You're a medicine woman. Yes, I am. You know, it was a long journey, a long walk, and I thought, where are the people to teach me? Who's going to teach me about this stuff? Because I really didn't know what was going on my journey. At that point, mm-hmm. I really didn't understand and got a big understanding of the songs, the ways. I thought, you know, this is what I really want to know. This is what I want to learn about the ways, the journey. What is this? How do you do it? How do you speak the language? And so then I came into my own, being that, yes, I'm connected to the wolf pack. I wanted a family, and yeah, I became the little bird that's growing into an eagle, and she has big wings, and boy, have I been through some big journeying, just kind of out the other end going, whoa, you know, the music has sound. You're talking about frequencies. It's an amazing journey.
Well, music is the universal language. It speaks to all hearts and minds and souls. Even babies respond inside of the womb. Even little children respond. I was up in Bear Canyon last June. Well, everybody here wanted rain, right? And I said, okay, you want rain. So they had this big event, and I said, well, I've got a rain stick, and I will shake my rain stick lightly,
mm-hmm.
and I will take my rain stick and do my rain dance Well, needless to say, be careful what you ask for, and that's what I told them. Oh, we're hot. We need. Okay,
need the
well,
rain.
8 days it rained, it flooded. It rained, it flooded. It didn't matter. We danced in the rain there.
Mm-hmm.
I spent 3 days with them, and I met another elder sister that had gone down to Brazil and took her own compassionate time in life and the love of others and helped. She's like a mission. She helped the people get their land back, the Amazon rainforest people. And I hadn't heard from her in a while, and she came down to Scottsdale to have a celebration with her older sister for her birthday. Now, she's 78 years old, and she travels alone, you know, going places and everything. And she says, I'm coming to see you. Said, Spirit has led me to come to see you. Well, in retrospect, I was telling her that I had to get things out of the house, get it ready for sale. So she says, not a problem. Do you know how many people I've helped? I said, okay. So she came down and gave me all one day and a full night. And I told her she could stay, you know. And she says, no, I better get back over to my sister's. Well, her sister takes in people and takes in animals and everything. So, you know, that's the type of circle that I see. And that's the people that cross my path, okay? And it's with the compassion. Because a lot of people would never consider doing anything like that. But if I'm out and I see somebody that needs help or I see somebody that needs something, in my many travels, if somebody's cold, I take literally the shirt off of my back and give them. And I say, here, you can have my jacket. I've got more. And I said, you're cold. You know, I feel you.
Mm-hmm.
And I've worked with the tomato grows that the Maharishi had in the Midwest. Now, that was in Kaufman County, and set up the fish emulsion for that. And they would take all of the tomatoes up to St. Louis. But they grew it for world hunger. And a lot of people don't even know that that was there. But I knew, and I met with Jovan, who was over it, and he said, oh, I want you to come and learn the Vedic culture way. This is how they do in India, okay? So as he was telling me this, a vision was coming to me that this doctor he wanted to come over that was going to show everybody this, how he was going to be swept away and his life over in the tsunami that came.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in 2010. So I'm just saying, I saw all this, and as I was sitting there, I didn't reveal it to Jovan. I told some other people that I know that are psychic by nature and readers and stuff, and I told them that, and I said, you know, this tsunami is coming. And they spoke it to me. They spoke it to me over here. See, it doesn't matter where you are. It's what your focus is.
What you're focusing
where your compassion for caring. I've worked with people who have been in hospitals in other countries or who have been in hospitals in other states in this country or, you know, overseas or what, and the, I mean, you're right there. You're here. You didn't travel by car or plane or anything, but your spirit traveled.
Right. And I know your spirit traveled to me when I was sick.
Yeah. Well, your vibrations, you just needed a lot more light energy, and you needed to raise your vibration. But you also needed rest. Your body was very, very worn. And when you're on flat on your back, you have a whole different perspective in life.
Yes, that's true.
You really do. But when you come back, you are a strong force to be reckoned with. It's like most people run from the storms. Well, you become that storm, so to speak. And you roll a different way, you know, in life and through life. Because you feel that you've been awarded a golden opportunity. You were chosen. You had that experience. Your body said, you know, I got to rest. You need to redirect what you're doing body-wise. You need to move around, exercise, get out in nature. Nature is the first church. And I know
that may sound
a little sharp to some people, but nature is the first church, okay? So when you get out in nature, you're able to release, you're able to connect, you're grounded, take your shoes off, let Mother Earth touch base with you. And when you pray, talk to Creator, to Tonkoshiva, talk to the one that knows.
Well, I know
walking different paths.
That's right.
You know,
I know something that was really interesting was one of my dear friends. We had actually had bad storms in Missouri, and she went out to her shed. She had found a little baby kitten previous, but she found three more, and she named these three kittens Lightning, Thunder, and Storm. So I found that very interesting, like birth, you know, rebirth kittens, like a rebirth. I'm going, wow. And I actually held on to Lightning, and then I held Storm, and I thought, boy, look at the correlation here. Lightning, storm, coming through the storm. Here's three kittens. You know, what a beautiful, amazing thing that was.
Well, of course. A lot of things are born and reborn from disasters, from having the experience of going through it when everything was just like everyday event and nothing wrong, nothing going south, so to speak. And then you have these beautiful spirits that just cross your path and bless you, and what an honor that is, and what love. And they choose you, you know? those three chose her. And see,
well, what she actually did was she really did a blessing for all of us on Sunday, bringing these kittens over to the healing center. We got to hold these three kittens, and I felt like I was kind of blessed, and, you know, some of our good people were there, and I kind of went, boy, this is bigger than just we had a book signing, which was very big, but, you know, the lady's full of knowledge, and she kind of, you know, she does know some of the things we know, and what was neat about that was we even took a picture, and I thought, you know, this is really, really big. Lightning, thunder, mm-hmm. storm, mm-hmm. you know, we're coming through a storm into like a new beginning. It's almost like on Sunday we all were reborn, and I'm noticing a lot of that going on. I'm seeing like a lot of the earth is being reborn and changed. We're going through so many changes, and it's what you focus on, like you talked about earlier. You know, it's what we focus on, what we project, and how we, our actions, like what we do about those things, like seeing the homeless person or sending wellness blessings to individuals in the hospital, people who are hurting, people who need help, you know, we're there for them.
And you know, like I was talking about the birds of the air, they toil not. They know direction to fly. They know their migration path every year. And they build a nest in a circle because everything is equal on all sides.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, in the Native American way, we have council. Everything gets settled in under 10 minutes. I've never seen mm-hmm. anything like it. You look at other circles, and there's headbutting, indecision, corruption, collusion, and so forth. And I'm not going into the politics of life because I have steered away from that. These are things that spirit doesn't allow me to have a focus of. Everybody's mm-hmm. got a focus in that way, in that regard, but you have to respect the what is of it. You see?
You do.
And females are honored in a way that they're allowed to speak. And once they speak, then that is taken into consideration. And usually it is the last determining factor of what decision is actually made. Because you come into the arms of a woman, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And when you leave this earth, you return to the arms of a woman. So that's the balance with the compassion, okay?
The compassion is so important, being a healer and being a part of a healing center. I realize that there are a lot of lessons.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the lessons are eye-opening. Sometimes it's not so much a matter of the time. It's a matter of the compassion about what you feel about, you know, situations, people, and having respect for your, not only your fellow colleagues, but also loving people. And you know, the fact that the people need healing is very important, to have that compassion that you have to help a homeless person or to help a sick person. And you're right, you know, a lot of us have really suffered. You know, you suffered some as well, and it seems like the walk is very educational, and it teaches you what you need to know to be the person who you are.
And you know, people talk about UFOs and other beings. Well, who was here first? And how did the energy that formed in all creation, where did that come from? Where is the focus there? And when you are an experiencer contactee, you're being chosen. Not everyone is. So you are being allowed and shown and given what is needed. And I starwalk, as well you know. So I do work on this side, but I do work on the other side as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that
star walking is the most important journey you could have that we've done for many, 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 many years. And I say many because I feel like we've been doing it for a long time.
And you know, people think whenever your physical passes from this life, that's it. No.
No.
Your inner being soul, your spirit is immortal. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Your light still glows. Your light still shines. You just transition and change worlds. And we're not the only world out there. We're just a tiny little dust speck spinning around in the universe, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We're unaware or unknowledgeable about many things, but there are other universes, there are other worlds, there are many, many things to know that aren't written in books or whatever. But when you meditate and you focus, the visions will come. And everyone should do that. I mean, children should do that especially because they are going to be the keepers.
That's right.
Of this world.
Mm-hmm.
And if you, when you meditate with compassion, you're being shown and given visions of what is needed, how you can assist and become more abundant in a compassionate way on this planet, on this earth.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause it's not about you want individually or what this other person wants individually. It's what is. And what I was going to tell you again about being up in Bear Canyon, there was a couple that had just married. And they married before I got there. But she's a deep muscle tendon massage therapist. So she was going around giving everybody a deep massage, right? Well, she saved me for last, and I wasn't too sure about that because I'd never done anything like that. So she told me, she says, my hands actually went into your energy, and I've got your light energy all over my hands. And she would have to ground on the ground.
Wow.
She said, I've never had that experience. Well, when I go to have my eyes examined, they tell me, oh, you've got panis in your eyes. Well, panis is light. That's what you see in dog's eyes. And people aren't supposed to have that, but I do. Mm-hmm. And they were like, you know, the doctor says, wow, said, we studied about this and said, this is the first time I've seen. I said, I told you to be prepared and prepare yourself for the anomaly. And he said, the anomaly? Okay. And was laughing. But, you know, this is real. I have optic migraines in my eyes as well, so I have to wear dark shades. No, I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't do anything. So I have to tell people, you know, I have to have UV and SUV to protect my eyes. And they say, oh, you're wise to do that. A lot of people don't do that. Even staring at these screens, the blue light, from your computer and your devices, phones, that type of thing, that will cause damage to your eyes, your vision, physical vision. It really will. And that's why these children are having so many problems. And, you know, used to cataracts only happened in, well, there were some cases where it happened in younger adults, but again, no protection. They didn't want to wear sunglasses, you know, that type of thing. But the overall outlook, children, small children are having to have cataract surgery. Yeah, for real.
Wow.
And and cataract surgery has become a multi-million-dollar industry with all these devices.
One of the things that, you know, one of the things that I know about you, I mean, as far as I can remember, is you said something about we can definitely heal that, you know, like you could heal yourself. You could heal the kids. But, yes, it's coming up that way. Now, I know that is a process of time, and it does take, you know, it doesn't matter how much time. It could take a little time or it could take a long time. Just depends on the healing. But I do know that you can restore your eyes. And I'm in a process of doing that myself, working on my eyesight, to get it where I would like it to be. Now, it's that lifestyle. It's a choice that you make. It's a walk that you walk to
and
know
see,
that you can do these things.
With raising my family and working three jobs, well, my gallbladder couldn't hold up under it. So it exploded, and the stones lodged in the pancreatic ducts, and the pancreas started eating on itself and became thrombolytic. So they didn't give me a chance of living and pronounced me many, many, many times, and I would just keep coming back like a recharged battery. I was on TPN because I couldn't digest I'm not a very big person, and I had central lines on both sides of my chest going into the right atrium of my heart, and that was for 6 months.
Wow.
And I said, oh, you're not going to be able to go back to work and practice and all that.
But well, didn't you heal yourself with our Indian remedies, like the tea, the Jibai tea?
Natural.
I love sharing that tea. I love sharing everything I learned with people.
Yes.
I'm like, hey, I know about this really cool tea. Guess what? And they go,
and
wow,
yes,
you know about tea.
And let me tell you, that is from plants. That were gifted connected to us that most people will look at and say, I don't know what it is. Chop, chop, chop it down. No.
Uh-huh.
Do you have purslane that just grows and it looks like some kind of little succulent or part of
mm-hmm.
the cabbage family? And it does. It looks like a weed. Do you know that will cure cancer? You just pick it and chew it. And that would cure cancer. And
mm-hmm.
we have peyote. That's made in a special ceremony. It's a liquid.
Mm-hmm.
And it's you take the root of this and the plant, and you cook it over an open fire.
And you
not on an electric mm-hmm. not on an electric stove or anything like that.
Yeah.
You cook it over an open fire and
mm-hmm.
out in nature. And you do ceremony over it, and then you sip it. Need a lot. And
just need enough.
It heals.
Just a tiny step.
It heals.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of knowledge in the Book of Instruction Before Leaving Earth. Other people know it as the Bible. And we have this essential healing oils.
Yes, we've worked with a lot of the essential oils, and you were showing me which ones are good
mm-hmm.
here, and I can
mm-hmm.
remember those. And you also shared something with me about some sort of a bread. I'm trying to recall it now. That is a very natural way of eating, like it fills you up.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to recall what it was, but I can recall you said, hey,
it's called
you
pimmican bread.
Thank you.
And
yes,
we make that pimmican bread, and it is survival food, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it will keep. You know, there's different ways to make things that
mm-hmm.
will heal you, that will help to heal you, that will the plants, the herbs, and it's all gifted, you know. You just got to have
mm-hmm.
the knowledge of what to do with the gifts. It's like when you awaken and connect and your third eye opens, you got to know
mm-hmm.
what to do next. And that's when people come seeking, you know. They want to know more, and
they
want to have an understanding of, you know, how to do this and what's beneficial for them and so forth. We could go into the health and part of it and just talk about that and nothing else. But you have to tap into the universal spiritual path to
mm-hmm.
awaken people, to get them to know, you know, what they need, okay?
Right.
And so I said, whatever spirit leads, that's the way that this will go. And, yeah, I just, as you know, came in off the road and at 3.
Well, that's
what,
the way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's the way we do things. You know, we tend to walk. You tend to give an education to what you know. And it's wonderful, the knowledge that you have on, you know, the herbs and the ways and all that. So, you know, I'm really thankful that I know you and you have so much knowledge. So do you want to just take some callers real quick?
Okay.
It's getting about
that
time.
I appreciate you for having this availability.
You're welcome.
Of reaching out, having the compassion to care to do this.
I do care.
The love of people and all that is, because you are a beautiful soul, my dear sister.
Well, thank you for having me on my, for saying that. I love having you and I love having the show. I've had it for years. I enjoy doing it to benefit other people. And I'm really flattered that you're recognizing me. I'm grateful, very appreciative. You know, sometimes taking compliments is hard for people. I enjoy doing this. So I'm actually blushing, you know. So if anybody wants to call in, you can call in at 347-237-5339. Hit one on your keypad if you want to ask a question. We'll take your calls now. We're in the second half of the show. So I'm going to go to our first caller, which is 740. Are you ready to take calls, Rainbow?
Yeah, okay.
All right. Hello, 740. You're on the line with Amanda and Rainbow. How are you today?
Hello, Rainbow. Hello, Amanda.
Hi,
sorry, I'm just at the post office and sending some goodies off to you, my dear, that
you
can share.
My goodness.
A little note inside of there for you, dear. So just finally
it's
getting
such a blessing. I appreciate
done.
That. Thanks, William.
It's just a beginning, just a beginning. So anyhow, it's great conversation today, Rainbow and Amanda. Lovely, lovely, lovely.
Thank
just
you.
Just on my own shaman, I guess, type journey, per se, is the best way to sort of say that. And I might have put it in the wrong part. So this was, sorry. if you want to come back to me, Amanda, in just a minute, if you'd like
all
to take
right,
another
call.
All right,
sure, no
come
problem.
Back.
I'll
that would be okay.
Take
I'm sorry, I'm just
second.
Wrapping up here
okay.
at the post office. Thank you so much, love. I'm just want to make sure I've got everything correct.
Yeah, we'll go to our 203 area code. Thanks, William. You're on the line with Amanda and Rainbow. How are you today?
Hi, I'm fine, thank you. This is Pat in Connecticut. Can you hear me?
Hi, Pat.
Hi. I tuned in late. Apologies. I'll have to go back and listen in the archives. Sounds very interesting. I don't know if you give readings, but I also want to know what is
I do
key?
Give readings.
Wonderful.
Rainbow may also. Well, she has lots of insight. So, yeah, I mean, I do, and I believe she does.
Oh, great.
Personal insights and awarenesses, yes.
Thank you.
The
may
visions
also,
come. Mm-hmm.
Can I also ask, what was that tea that you mentioned?
Ojibwe tea.
Ojibwe. And what do you use it for?
Everything.
Okay.
It's very healthy for you. You can get it in a bottle or can get it in dry tea bags.
Okay.
You can get it's the Ojibwe Nation and the Ojibwe shaman who is on my father's mother's, her mother's side of the family, and her father was Lakota. So the shaman made this tea from the herbs and roots. like slippery elm, turkey rhubarb root, burdock root.
Burdock root is really good.
It, yeah, and they cook it down, and they gave it to Renee Cassini, and it's also known as Essiac tea.
Yeah.
Because when they gave it mm-hmm. to her over there, she was a nurse in Canada, and they gave it to her and cancer and everything else.
That's right. I thought it sounded familiar.
Yes.
Okay.
It, but it's known as a Ojibwa tea, but because of Rini Cassine, and they spell her name backwards, you know,
that's
for
right.
the Essiac. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that was on the Canadian side, so.
Yeah, I read that story. I've always had that tea in the back of my mind, so I will
mm-hmm.
read it.
Well, get it and use it. It will detox
it
you.
It really heals
it
the body.
Help you,
oh.
and it will heal you from inside
mm-hmm.
out physically. Mm-hmm.
So you don't need to have cancer to take this tea?
You,
no.
It will heal you.
Wonderful.
It's been very magical.
Purcelling.
Sorry to interrupt you, Rainbow. Mm-hmm. It's been very magical for me in my life. It really helped me to heal my whole entire body. Go ahead, Rainbow.
Whoa.
Sorry to interrupt you.
That's okay. But it will heal like lupus, arthritis, all these things that people are plagued with. But see, it's a natural healing. Your body is naturally healing.
Right.
It's not like a medical intervention. A pill for everything that only treats signs and symptoms. I'm sorry.
Yep.
But I was a part of that medical field for a number of years. And they told me, you know, we don't know if you're going to make it. We don't know
right. yeah.
what to do. And
yeah.
I'm like looking at them and saying, you don't know? What are you saying? Well, I said, I connect with something greater than this, so
mm-hmm.
I know that I'll heal.
Oh,
I've had my shoulder broken three places. And as soon as it was broken, I started releasing to universe for the healing.
Wow.
I
Wonderful.
Didn't wait. But I didn't
yeah.
go to the doctor. It was that happened on a Friday evening, December the 7th, 2007. And it was from a chainsaw. A tree was down. But the chainsaw got pinched, and I was told,
oh, wow.
you know, hold it, keep it from breaking. And he was rocking it with his hands first, and then he hauled off and kicked it with his boot. And when he did, it snapped on that huge trunk where the limbs grow out from the tree, and the thing bounced on the ground, popped up in the air, came back and popped into my shoulder, broke it in three places, and I had a blood clot in my arm.
Oh,
but
wow.
like I said, I did not go to the doctor. It was like I couldn't feel that my arm was even there. But
huh.
I stood up, and when I stood up, all the blood rushed from my head to my feet, and I passed out and fell backwards
yeah.
on it. And then when I got up the next time, I got up slower. And then I got up and walked to the van, and I went home, and I got in a hot shower. And I watched the trauma set in.
Yeah.
Because, you know, also in medical license. So I watched that, and by Monday, my shoulder was dropped, but I could hear the bones grating as I was walking.
Mm.
So they wanted to send me up to the big city. And when I got up there, eight doctors came in, looked at the CD with all the x-rays on it, and said, don't know what to do for you. And I said, excuse me? And this has been the way that it's been all my life. They can't get me knocked out. When I had all of my children, I had them natural. I didn't want them medicated. I didn't want the medicine myself. I don't even take as much as vitamins. I do all natural teas and, you know, I don't do all this prepackaged food and all this stuff. You know, come on. Yeah, it's convenient. Drive through, grab, go. Eat, grab, go. No. You need to have your fruits and vegetables, and you need to have, you know, you don't need as much, because after you're 30 years old, your metabolistic rate of consumption slows down. So you don't need as much as you think you do. Oh, yeah, it looks good. Oh, yeah, it looks yummy. But if you understood how my body is, I can't consume a lot of things, mostly lipids or oils or greasy thing or whatever, but I don't need it. And for the past 2 weeks in my travels, I was like just living off of liquids. I didn't even want nothing to eat. I'll make energy bars or, you know, something to that effect. But no, I try to keep it as natural and as free of all of the toxins as I can. And you can do that with diatomaceous earth.
Diatomaceous earth is very good.
Yeah. The diatoms grow in creek beds or river beds, and they're little snail-like things. They're minute. But they will, once you take that in a powder form, they will grind up all of these parasites that get in your body. Because food isn't sterile. I mean, I don't care how much you wash your hands, I don't care what you do, how high temperature, food is not sterile. There is no way it can be. And you eat it anyway because you're programmed, okay? This is the programming that people go through. And you do it by watching TV and, oh, they made this dessert, oh, they made that. I was a professional cake decorator for a number of years, too. I've wore many hats, dispatcher, all things. But before I started my travels, the lady next door is going to be 88, and she was outside, and she said, are you running away from home? I said, no. She says, well, it looks like it, because I had a moving truck, a 16-foot with my car on a car hauler behind it and everything. But she got real dizzy, and she said, oh, help me, help me. So I ended up having to call 911 and delaying my leave time to be compassionate for her. And she's the type of person, she points fingers and calls HOA and, oh, this is wrong and all that on other people. Well, I'm compassionate, and I held her hand, and her heart rate went elevated up to 182, and then her blood pressure would drop. And I said, you're having orthostatic hypertension, when the paramedic's there. And he says, well, you hit that nail right on the head, and said, you've just earned you a shirt in our paramedic world. And I said, yeah, but I said, you don't know my background. But I told him, and he says, oh, my goodness. He said, do you know who this lady is? And she said, yeah, she's my neighbor. He said, no, you don't know the knowledge that she has. But she wouldn't go to the hospital or nothing. And then after I left, when I got back, they told me that, you know, not the next day, but the following day, the paramedics had to come back. And then they took her in. She said she would go. She just didn't have anybody to sit with her little dog. And I said, well, you know, you got to do what's right for you. But she needs to drink more water. She was dehydrated. And down here, it's arid, dry air. It's no humidity. Now, that can be a good thing or not. Mostly not, but when the monsoons hit, which now it's monsoon season, well, it'll produce humidity along with the heat, and that's when it's really bad for people. But I hope you get your Ojibwa tea, Pat, and I hope you feel that it makes a change and a difference in your own.
It should make a huge difference in how you feel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So thanks for calling in.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, please do.
Okay. It's kind of a mundane thing, but it's something that I need to work out this week. I was going up to help a friend tow a car to a place to get repaired. I just found out he's bringing a woman that I've had some tense feelings towards. I just kind of felt like I wasn't ready to work things out with her because I don't think she's willing to hear. I can't decide if it's going to benefit me to support my friend and go up with him or if he doesn't even need me and if it would not be a positive thing to be around this woman or if it will be fine.
Okay, so anyone, you're wondering
there?
Sorry. I'm here.
Yeah.
I was letting her go first. Did you have anything you want to say, Rainbow, before I do?
Well, I'm seeing like a little conflict of interest here. And I don't think you necessarily would benefit from having that encounter with her. Even though you want to help your friend, I think to protect you and to have you not affected anymore by some negative energy that's between you and this other lady, then it would benefit you not to engage or be in that space. But that's your choice. But I don't see that it would benefit you.
Okay. Does it make any difference to my friend if I go or not on this trip?
It doesn't.
Okay.
Mm-mm,
okay.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
All right.
And
no.
Do you have a website?
I do.
Yeah.
I do. You can look up Amanda Dowell, D-O-W-E-L.
Right.
And Rainbow is on Facebook as Rainbow Sunstar, so you can look her up that way. Or do you have a Facebook? Do you have a website, Rainbow?
Yes. No, I don't.
Okay.
I have not had time to engage with all that. And at some point I would like to, because I sat down and wrote out, you know, I do have personal_insights, and that would be my website that I would make for myself. But I haven't really, see, the reason I'm in Arizona, I was taking care of my mother-in-law for 4.5 years with dementia. And she walked on. And So now the house is being cleared to sell and that type of thing, so I can go back where my family is and be, you know, there. So I haven't had an opportunity to look up. You know what I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. I did all the cooking, cleaning. I did all of her, met all of her needs and took her back and forth to doctors and everything. And no, there's no complaints. I was giving, you know, and that's the compassion of it. It wasn't an easy task, I'm telling you. It was. She would be up day and night. She would sleep in the day and be up all night. So once that I get more stable or have everything hooked up again, right now everything's packed away. But I'd like to just have a moment to make my own website and carry on with that journey. I like to travel. Travel is something that I enjoy doing. But this last travel kind of zapped me a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be okay. I just got to rebalance and get rest. But I'll let you know.
We had a caller drop here. We have a person in the chat room saying, I have a friend of a friend who has stage 4 cancer, and I have offered an energy healing but got no response. She's younger, 50, so I'm wondering if anyone else has encountered that. It is common, you know, people won't respond to energy healings because they don't know what they're getting into is something. I'm going to bring William back on the phone because he didn't get his turn. He was at the post office. Hi, William.
Hi, Amanda. Hello, Rainbow. It's good to be back in my home space again instead of out in the chilly cold. I'm not complaining. I'm just enjoying the ambiance of whatever nature brings. I'm grateful for the pine tree that I planted yesterday for the
season. Oh, wow. That's a blessing and an honor. Mother Earth will bless you for that because that's the compassion right there. See?
Yeah.
You don't have to wait till Earth Day. Every day is Earth Day, you know?
Exactly.
That's right.
Exactly.
Do you have any questions for us, William?
I don't know if there's any message coming through for you, from you, Rainbow,
uh-huh.
at this time. If I might ask.
A message for you. Okay, let's see. I feel you're compassionate. You put others before yourself, which is more compassion. I feel like that you're seeking more than what you're connected to now. You've got this craving for more knowledge, and knowledge comes, but wisdom lingers, and it's all like taking baby steps. You get in the flow and you graduate and you step up and you keep going forward. Because the rear view is a small thing, but when you look forward, that's like the whole big windshield. You know, the world is your oyster and the pearls waiting inside for you. Does that make sense? Okay.
It does. Very much.
Okay.
There's a pearl of wisdom in many ways.
Oh,
when you go within.
And you're going to find so much. You're going to find so much about you and what you are and where you were when, that you're going to be just overjoyed. Your cup's going to be overfilled and bubbling over. You're going to find so many aspects of your, I don't like to refer to it as past lives, I like to refer to it as soul retrieval, you know, because everything you need is within your own inner being energy that was given as a gift.
Yes.
And that is your
life,
your key, your love, your compassion, everything.
Exactly.
And it's beyond chakras, you know.
It sure is.
It's down deep.
I didn't quite hear that last sentence there very well.
Yes.
Gringo. I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry,
that's
Amanda.
Okay.
Amanda.
But
I have connected with my soulmate from the beginning, what I would say. And in many ways, that voyage from then to now, is merging again in many ways.
Mm-hmm.
And grateful to be where
I was just
going to
say, William, she's picking up your artistic talent and your compassion and your caring.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I really see, and that it's even more radiant because you have your soulmate too, so that's really huge, and you're on the right path. So, good job.
Yeah, thank you, ladies. I look forward to connecting with you, Rainbow, when we have a moment. If Amanda would like to share that number to you, or vice versa, however,
she is on Facebook.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So you can reach out to her on Facebook, Rainbow Sunstar, and she can give you some more info.
Sure.
Thank you for calling
fantastic.
In and supporting me, William. I appreciate you so much.
Absolutely. Keep being the blessings that you both are.
Oh, yeah,
okay,
you.
And you're a blessing too.
Yes, he is. Thank you.
Yes,
okay, so 347-237-5339. Hit 1 on your keypad if you want to talk to us. I'm going to go to the next caller. And if you're wanting to talk to us, please hit 1. And we'll take your call, and then we're about to end the show. We're just going to take these last few callers. So area code 217, you're online with Amanda and Rainbow. How are you?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
You're on the air.
Oh, hi. Thank you, Amanda and Rainbow. I love the show. This is Marcia McMahon. And
hi.
Wanted to make a few comments. First of all, lovely show, very relaxing to be in your presence, Rainbow. And Amanda, it's a very nice flow that you've developed together. I can see I'm a medium as well. And the lady that asked about the stage 4 cancer, I have myself healed of that, and I would be glad to help the person. I also work with herbals and am familiar with SEACT and all of the things, but I also use advanced angelic Reiki and energy, work with Archangel Metatron and Michael, and I wanted to mention that I'm offering an angels class this weekend on Sunday from 1 to 5, and I was wondering if Rainbow had any message for me, and if I could get put in touch with the lady that would like me to help her as well. Okay? So those are my two questions. If we have time.
So,
if we're out of time, you know.
So, Marcia, the lady in the chat room who was asking about the person who got no healer medium, she offered them a healing session, which, you know, I'm glad that you're willing to help her, Marcia. I'll need her contact info so she could type in the contact info. I'll pass that on to you.
Yes,
you know,
email
in chat or what?
think I emailed in the private chat to her, but I was having a little difficult beginning. But I just wanted to compliment your show, and I really enjoyed listening to Rainbow. What is the last part of the name?
Rainbow Sunstar?
Sunstar. It was really nice to hear about your Native American love of herbals and love of the earth, because I'm in there with you.
Okay. And you know, we need these alternatives. We know what the medical path is. It's a pill for everything that only treats signs and symptoms. There's not a bit of healing and curing in it. I used to be in that rat race, so to speak, until the stress of it, working three jobs and raising a family, took its toll on my body. And they didn't think I was going to make it, you know. My amylase, which is supposed to be between 60 and 100, was 5,772. And I was glowing like a fluorescent light bulb my whole body. And people that I worked with on a day-to-day basis, when I went through the emergency room, they didn't even recognize me. They didn't know who I was. And when they knew who I was, they said, oh, my goodness, I can't believe this has happened to you. Well, stress of life and taking on more than you actually need to. So I learned to.
That's insane. It's just, and since COVID,
it is.
Double the amount of stress. So did you have a little reading? Any words of encouragement?
Okay, let's see. Well, what I'm seeing, the angel work that you're doing, the angels said, on a basic, why don't people reach out to us? They could call on us.
Mm-hmm.
They could call on
it
all
could.
Of us at any time. And they don't, because they don't know how to do that. They don't understand the principle for their own needs and how it works. So what they're saying is to start some classes like a beginner's and basic knowledge, and then people will come to that, and then have your intermediate, you know, course, and then graduate people into being able to help other people. It's like starting small little fires and taking an ember from one community to another, and with the compassion and the need and the people, those that are seeking, and they will come. They will
come.
Well,
this is an intermediate, because most of people have had Reiki 2 or even 3, but I am going to teach maybe a simpler format of the angelology, but, you know, I just love teaching it and connecting to them and hearing about other people's stories, and I'm very organizational in my approach, but I think that helps people to learn, and I am an experienced teacher. I'm a retired teacher, art teacher, and art professor. So I use my PowerPoints of ancient sacred sites and connecting to the ley lines and the grid. And the art history is less important to me now, but I have, you know, a vast array of knowledge. But I know you're right in getting it simpler for people to know that they have the spirit world to call on. And they don't remember that, or it's been programmed out of them by the religions, you know. It's okay to pray, but it's not okay to call upon an angel or a master guide.
And, you know, they're available at any point in time. You know, but people have forgotten, or they've got blockages of what to do, and it's not really past they need that path, and the only way to do that is to show them and teach them that path. And then
right now I'm
they have
on
to choose it.
But I'm mm-hmm. hoping to go in person, and I was thinking of working with Amanda in person with Angel Retreats. So I hope I
mm-hmm.
get to meet you. So it was a pleasure listening to you, ladies.
Well, it
thank
was
you,
a
Marcia.
Pleasure having
wonderful.
You and listening to you. And the work that
you know,
you're doing, you're blessed.
Thank you.
I've
you're
really
doing
got
real
really
light work.
You're sharing your Native
Marcia,
American.
I haven't even gotten to meet Rainbow in person. We've just kept up with each other online. So both of you are going to get a chance to meet me at some point.
Oh, that's right. Rainbow, did you say you're in Arizona?
Uh-huh.
Because we want to travel down to Arizona soon, sometime. And we have
yes,
a camp.
I am.
So we
okay.
got to connect. You connect me on Facebook to Rainbow, too, and we'll get to know each other. But, yeah, I've been getting to know Amanda. She's just a lovely soul. And we go back, I don't know where in time, but I did pick up that we passed by a lot of lives together. So
mm-hmm.
I just want to put out a big blessing on Amanda and you and your show.
Thank you.
And Healer Medium Lady, I did private message you, but you can reach me on Facebook at Marcia McMahon, MCMAHON, or on the email, which I did send in a private message. And I have used a variety of herbals and combination Reiki hypnosis for my healing. And I understand
mm-hmm.
that you were healed as well, Rainbow. So this is
mm-hmm.
all wonderful information. It's just we need to reach more people with all this, you know.
Yes,
we really
do.
And, you know, there's
yeah.
hot springs and not the commercial grade. I mean,
right.
I wouldn't even consider that, but whatever anybody wants to do. But, you know, nature provides that for healing. There's all these natural minerals and everything, and I've always wanted to find that resource and just jump in. Birthday suit.
Yeah, I
style,
understand
you know?
That the hot springs, Arkansas is a little commercial, but they do have natural hot springs everywhere.
They do
and
have
hot springs
in Arkansas. Where Reverend B's mine is, the Avatar mine, which I just went to. That would be wonderful to go with you guys to the hot spring somewhere.
Yeah, let's take a sacred journey. That sounds good
yes.
to me. Yes. Oh,
I would love that. Everybody needs that, right?
Well, I used to go to a
yes,
mineral spring hotel in Illinois here. I live in Taylorville, Illinois. But anyway, the Mineral Springs Hotel has actual mineral springs that you can take a bath in, and then you get a massage. Unfortunately, they don't do Reiki, but they do have pool, too. And the old springs is kind of haunted years and years. But I don't understand why all the Park Service people close off the sacred springs, because that's part of, you know, better drinking water. And, you know, the springs are associated with the goddess and the divine feminine from way back, and Native American. And any time I use spring water, it lifts my vibration. So I'm discouraged because a lot of these parks just cap them off. For what reason, I wonder?
Have you been to Ravenden Springs in Arkansas?
No.
That's where all the people used to come for healing, Ravenden Springs. You can look it up on the internet too and read about it. I've been there and I bottled some water, and I saw in a vision all of the people walking down through the springs, and this had to be like back in the 30s, 40s, something like that, and they were coming for the healing where it was running off of the bank right out of the spring down into the waters, and the way that they were dressed and everything. Yeah, it's real. And that was my experience I had. And my husband's back was, and he was in a lot of pain. And I said, come over here underneath the flow of the water and stand there and let it run on your back. And he did, and he wasn't in pain. That's real.
Yeah. Well,
but we were down there help him with the ice storm in 2004, and we were going around door to door knocking on people's door, and especially the elders, and making sure that they didn't have a flood when their water came back on because pipes were bursting and everything. So we went down there to help with that. I mean, talk about walking through fires. And people were so compassionate. Here, first arrival when we got to the first town, here's a big bowl of beef stew from the fire department. Here, you can stay at our home. You're down here to help us. Here, you know. And, I mean, it was an ice storm, but I've been in ice storms myself before. They're not fun, but I was in one for 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. And I had grown all of my vegetables, and I had a fruit and nut orchard, and it fed my family. Plus, I had a wood stove, and I cooked off of that, and my children were bathed. They didn't get like a full bath, but I heated the water on the stove. And, you know, during that time, it was quiet. There was no, the kids were concerned for each other. If one left the room, they wanted to know if they were okay. Can I go see about them, Mom? Sure, honey, go on. And after my sons got grown, they reached out, the ones that's in the military, and they said, Mom, all I could think about was that food that you cooked on that wood stove when we were in that ice storm for 6 weeks. And said, I thought about it so deeply, I could taste it. And I said, well, you get home and I'll fix more. That was impressive. And upon them, and my daughter had pneumonia, and they said, oh, just take her home, you can take care of her better than we can. Okay. So I just got mattresses and put on the floor, and they slept around the wood stove, and I kept the fires going, and closed off much of the house because it was a three-story house. 60 by 60, and all the heat rises, so their bedrooms were warmer too, you know. And I would read to them and hold them and everything. I tell you, my kids, the best part of life was when they were born and little and before they were born, because I talked to them every day, and I said, you're going to be something positive in the world. I know it. You're going to be good. Uh-huh. You're going to walk a good path. You're going to do everything that's needed. And never once did I ever have any other feeling than that, you know. And they all came in natural. And when my daughter was born, and she was my last one, it was a spiritual birth.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't planned, but all the lights were love, and half of the hospital was right there, from the room, out in the hall, all over, and it was like people were coming, and they said, well, I just found out I'm expecting, and I want you with me when mm-hmm. I have a baby. Because you didn't say a word, you know. And I mm-hmm. said, well, no, that's just part of it. That's the process. And you just go with the process. You don't go against it.
Exactly.
And, my best friend delivered her, and she said, well, she's tiny. Yeah. And
that's got to be precious. I don't want to cut us off, but the timer is going to end us here.
Okay.
So I want to thank you for being my guest. And Marcia, I want to thank you for coming on too and sharing your angel class with us and all the beautiful things that you're doing too. You're going to be a wonderful guest when you come on, and Rainbow, we'll have to do it again.
Okay, that sounds
thank
like
you so
a plan.
Much.
All right,
okay.
Thank you for calling in, Marcia Rainbow. Thank you for being my guest. You've been listening to WGGM Radio. My guest was Rainbow Sunstar. We'll see you next Monday at 11 a.m. Central. Thanks, everybody. Blessings.
Thank you, sis, and bless you. I love you.